Dear friends, as we come to another Ash Wednesday, another Lent, we have these beautiful readings. And I'm sure when you were teenagers, as you see things that weren't like you learned them, it kind of makes you disappointed. Like your parents tell you something and then you see later on that they're not doing what they tell you, you get disappointed. And that's normal and natural. The Lord is telling us something similar to how we feel when we find out that what we've been told is not really true, that we should avoid that. And one of the powerful examples he gives us is about doing things in secret. And of course, the prophet in the first reading, Joel, tells us to rend our hearts. You know how the Jewish tradition is to rend your clothes, like Caiaphas thought he heard blasphemy from Jesus and he ripped his clothes apart, because that's how you have to do it, to show that you are disappointed or you heard something that was terrible, something evil. And the prophet says, don't do that. Rend your hearts instead. And Jesus repeats something, not in the same manner, but similar. When you want to pray, go into your room and get what? And do what? Lock the door. Guess what that room is? Your heart. And the reason why he's saying that is because there is so much we put on. We put on a lot as human beings. You want to look nicer so your friends don't think bad things about you. You want to look different. You want to appear to be likable. There's so much we do as human beings. And then later on, people find out the truth and get disappointed. The Lord is telling us to avoid that. In 2,000 years of church history, we have plenty of examples. This scripture passage is so worth it. Now, we should maintain and observe what the church tells us to do during Lent, abstinence and penance. That's important. But we should understand to look deep within. Next time you get angry, ask yourself, why am I getting angry? Or because she says something, he says something I don't like. I want you to think differently, because to appreciate what the Lord is doing, think differently. If you would ask yourself, why am I getting angry? You are getting angry because anger resides in you. What that person said or did was really the grace of God to expose the anger within. When you get frustrated about something, what's making you frustrated is really a grace of God to expose what you need to work on. That kind of penance is powerful, because it not only forces you to look within, it brings real change. That when I look within me and see that the real root of my anger is right in there, and try to do something about it, is such a powerful grace. And when I do, I become a better person. That's what the Lord is talking about. And so penance is important. But the penance that accepts what comes my way that I have no power to change is the most beautiful penance. When that person cuts you off on the road and you want to scream at him and you say, no, I don't want to scream at him, I say a Hail Mary, that's powerful penance. When you don't want to study and you make yourself study, that's powerful penance. Those things we don't want to do, and we do them for God, for the sake of God, because we know that it's good coming out of what we choose to do. That's powerful penance. So, dear friends, we have another Lent, and the world will be a better place when I change. Not when he changes or when she changes. And I change by looking inward and seeing those things that I need to work on. It's easy to paint over them. So easy. It's easy for me to dress well and smile and say the nicest things in the world so you can look good and think good of me. It's easy. It's not easy to accept the truth that I am frustrated because frustration is within me. Or I am angry because anger is within me. Acknowledging that truth and working to make myself less angry would be a powerful penance. And your relationships would even improve. And there will be peace in my heart, peace in everybody's heart who practices this, peace in the household, peace with your friends, and peace in the world. And may God reward your faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.